the communities around the Arboretum have always felt threatened by the university's involvement in the Arboretum, because they always felt that if the university had their way, it would become this academic institution and they would shove buildings in there, which is the same fight we had in 2000 in the master plan. So where I was going with that was, you asked about the balance between it. A project that evolved, ironically, while we've been doing these master plans, and this is true even to the one we're working on today, there wasn't much city money. Neither the university nor the city for decades have had capital money to invest into the Arboretum. Mm-hmm. The one major project, if my memory is accurate, that came out of this eventually was the Arboretum Foundation's funding of what turned out to be the Donald Graham Visitor Center. And from my involvement in this master plan and as the director of the division, I became the department's representative on the committee that developed the Graham Visitor Center. So we sat as a committee of university, foundation, and park department that hired the consultants, worked through the design, and eventually got the Graham Visitor Center built and donated to the city by the foundation. That was my first recognition, I think, of the balance between the entities. Very much at that time, very much the foundation and the city. It's interesting, as I think back on that, which is a long time ago now, that seemed to be the major dynamic was city-university. We managed the project funded by the foundation. The university was at the table, but I don't remember them playing a very significant or dominant role at that point.